The state legislature will be meeting next week in a special session. Governor Lamont confirming that the session will be to finalize housing legislation and potentially create a $500 million contingency fund to help cover possible losses from federal funding. But I want to talk about that housing piece, because we knew over the summertime when the governor decided to veto House Bill 5002, which was a massive housing bill, we knew they were going to go into special session at some point. Originally, Governor Lamont said it would be end of September, early October. Then we learned late last month that it was going to be next week. So here we are. But do lawmakers even know what this housing legislation is going to look like? Is it just House Bill 5002 fixed up? Is it a brand new piece of legislation? I don't know. So I want to go to somebody who may know, and that is State Senator Jeff Gordon, who is the ranking senator on the Planning and Development Committee. Senator Gordon, welcome back to the show. Tell me about this mystery bill.
Well, good morning. Always happy to be on the show, talk with you and your listeners. It's still a mystery bill. We haven't seen the actual wording. The public hasn't seen the actual wording. So I can tell you that my Republican colleagues and I are pushing to get wording so we can review it and really see what's in it. We've been hearing various different things about changes, and I really hope that in the wording there's going to be some serious changes that recognize that the people of Connecticut know best what's best for the communities in which they live, and that's why they elect local officials, which we just saw happen on Tuesday. So the state shouldn't interject itself there. The state should really be a partner and help towns as needed, but not mandate to towns, especially not take a stick approach and hit towns for no fault of their own who are trying to do the right thing, especially if they don't have enough infrastructure, for example, or public transportation to expand housing. But the devil's in the details. We all know that. And we have to see the wording of the bill to be able to understand what's in it. And until we can see the wording, then it's kind of difficult to say what will happen in a special session. So days are counting down before the special session. We have to see the wording very soon.
Okay. Senator Gordon, is there a document, though? Do we at least know that there is a document? And I promise I'm going somewhere with this. Do we know there's a concrete document you all are going to be talking about?
Yes, my understanding is that there will be, barring some last minute issue with evidently Democrats negotiating amongst themselves and with the governor to come up with a deal. But my understanding is that there is.
Okay. But you haven't seen it. No one's seen it other than maybe a select few. The governor, House and Senate leaders, I'd imagine. No one's seen this document, but it exists.
That's my understanding. And, you know, I've been hearing things from various people about what's being discussed and what may be in it. What are the ideas being floated around? And I appreciate people talking with me about that. But again, if there's a document that's there,
why
we should be
isn't
able
everyone
to see it.
Seeing it? This is what I don't understand. This to me, and this is not a partisan issue. This is to me a government versus people issue. If there is a document that exists, and we know that we have a housing crisis, if the document exists, I'm gonna tell you right now, if that document drops on Tuesday night when you guys go into session on Wednesday morning, I'm gonna lose my mind. Why wouldn't you guys have access to the document now? Why wouldn't that be in every senator and lawmaker's hands in Connecticut right now to at least understand the language, know what we're talking about? I don't understand why we're going to wait until the very last minute. I would imagine, again, maybe I'm assuming, and we know what that means, but we've seen this happen time and time again. I don't get it. This, to me, should not be a partisan thing where four people decide what makes sense for the entire state of Connecticut. We clearly already saw the governor veto this before. Do we not care that people don't have affordable places to live in? Everyone should see that document. I don't understand why they don't
yet. I agree with you about the process.
That's crazy.
I do. I agree with you about the process. It is a crazy process. You know, it's one thing if a document has to be rewritten and put into whatever legalese to conform to wording of state statute. That is one thing, but we should be able to see at this point in time documents.
Can't look at it? I don't get it.
Look, you know, the House Democrats and the Senate Democrats, you know, they have our numbers. They can certainly have called any time. I've offered many times in good faith to meet and review things, including seeing documents. We haven't heard from them. You know, I appreciate efforts from the governor to want to make certain to reach out and have discussions with people, and that's good. And at this point, I'm hopeful we can get a document very soon. And I agree with you that the process is a problem right now as we count down time to House goes into session on Wednesday, only several days away.
Yep.
Then the Senate goes in on Thursday of next week. We really have to see what's going on. And one thing I would not want to do, and I really hate doing this, is you get a huge document at the last minute, and then we have to spend time in the Senate reviewing through it, mm-hmm. asking lots of questions. That can go into the wee hours in the morning, and we could be flowing into the weekend by the time we're done having review something that we get at the last minute. If that's what it takes to do the work of the people, I'll do it. I'll spend that time, but we should be doing the time now. But again, I appreciate people having had some discussions with me. I wish the Senate Democrats and House Democrats would do that, but they chose not to. They're trying to do that in secret. But with that said, the more we can push and the more the public pushes to see something that's going to have a big impact on their lives and their communities, on their taxes, the better. We should be seeing it now.
We've got State Senator Jeff Gordon here, who is the ranking senator for the Planning and Development Committee. And we're sort of in limbo right now, Senator Gordon. My understanding from you and many others is that there is some kind of housing legislation. Don't know what it is. Not sure what it is, but there's something. There's a document. And you're telling me lawmakers have not gotten a copy of this. Now, are you just talking about Republicans, or is this overall? I will say I've reached out to another lawmaker who I have on pretty frequently during the session, especially State Representative Kadeem Roberts of Norwalk, who is a Democrat. And he also happens to be the vice chair of the Housing Committee. I haven't heard back from him yet, but I need to know if this is the case that no one's getting a copy of it. Not that it should matter if one party is or another one isn't. Everyone should have a copy of it. I don't care if you have an R or a D or a nothing next to your name. You should all have a copy of it. This is, I'm sure, a hefty piece of legislation. And this impacts people's lives. And if that's the case that no one has read the language other than the governor and a handful of other lawmakers, I think that's completely irresponsible. I also find it very ironic that this special session is happening after the election.
Well, there's certainly no coincidence that the special session is happening after the election. Absolutely. It was timed that way. There's no question about it. And no matter what may be said about it, the average person understands that out there in Connecticut very well. You wait till the elections and the results, then you start doing various things, and we'll see what other type of stuff really is going to come up during the special session in addition to what looks to be a big housing bill. I don't fully know how much the House Democrats and the Senate Democrats have all seen whatever iteration of a draft or proposal that's out there for the housing bill. If they have, they're keeping it pretty close to their chests. I would hope that, you know, we would get, all of us, regardless of party, would get this ASAP heading into a session so we have more than enough time to review it, you know, talk with our leaders, get input, and talk with town officials as well. But with that said, clearly whoever has seen this seems to be just those in the Senate Democratic leadership and the House Democratic leadership who are negotiating this with the governor's office. I do give credit to the governor and the governor's office for having reached out to myself. I did have a meeting a little bit ago with the governor to let the governor know my concerns, but also give good ideas, things that I proposed and others proposed during the session that, quite frankly, the Housing Committee shot down without even a discussion.
He did say that. I will say, Senator Gordon, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because the governor has been certainly, I think, talking to a lot of people. I think he has been talking to Republicans. He has been talking to, my understanding is, he's been talking a lot to coalitions that I'm totally blanking on the name of them, forgive me, but it's the coalition that if, you know, basically every municipality is a part of, and that, again, has nothing to do with politics. It's just having a representative from each town and city come to the table and be part of this. And in fact, I believe the current mayor, I know she wasn't reelected, but Mayor Laura Hoydick in Stratford, I believe is like the president of this coalition. Or she's very high up in the rankings there. But I know he's been talking, especially throughout the summer months, to a lot of people about their concerns with the current House bill that got vetoed. So I know he's getting that feedback. My biggest sticking point, though, is how in the world are you guys all supposed to go through what I would imagine is going to be, I don't know, dozens of pages? I mean, House Bill 5002 was over 90 pages long. So how do they expect you to look through it other than, I'm sure, it's going to be a yay or a nay? So and then I can already see the headlines already. One party is for housing, the other party isn't for it. And that's so wrong. That's so wrong and irresponsible. And the general public doesn't realize that this is the process. We've got a document that is ready. Why not give it to you right now? Why not give you at least a week? I mean, and that's being generous. The weekend. Actually give you time. Actually have real conversation when the document has been created, so that when you go next week and you talk about it, maybe we could see something that passes. Maybe we could have that compromise. And it doesn't need to be one party versus another. It could just be, yeah, maybe we didn't get everything we wanted, but we at least came to an agreement on how to fix the housing crisis. I think that's wrong.
I agree with you. I agree with you absolutely. I can tell you that I'm one of the few people in the legislature who actually has real-world zoning and land use experience. I chaired Woodstock's Planning and Zoning for 15 years. I understand this stuff. You know, whatever big bill we're going to get, I will read through and really parse through. I may have tons of questions. I may bring up all the close to 50 amendments that I was prepared to bring up during the legislative session, some of which I did bring up to really try to make the bill better. You know, I've offered many times to be of constructive help and help and see what we can do to make a bill better and really make a bill workable in the real world, not just something that looks nice on a piece of paper. We certainly hear from the Senate Democrats time and time again that the Republicans don't want to do anything on housing. And the Senate Democrats, for lack of a better term, just outright lie when they say that stuff, because they don't want to work with us and they don't come to our towns and talk with the people in our towns, talk with planning and zoning commissions and the town officials like we do all the time. So I do appreciate the governor taking the effort, and kudos to him. And I hope his party does that real soon, and then we can try to find something that can be something. Hopefully we can make something work. But at the end of the day, we don't want to do something that's going to be just window dressing, has no meaning, but also can seriously hurt towns and not help them. So I hope we can get this document real soon. And that point you're making is real key. We should see this real soon so we have time to read through it and we have time to talk with town officials, to get input from the public. This is the public's work. A special session means the public has no public hearing and has no say. That is wrong when you're talking about huge, impactful legislation. And that's why I and others, such as my colleague Senator Sampson, had a bill this year that said if you're going to be doing this type of stuff in special session, it must go through a public hearing so that way the public can see it and the public can be involved. But unfortunately, that's not the process.
Senator Gordon, I really appreciate it. And please update me if you do get that document today, tomorrow, before the weekend, whenever you get it. I would love to know that if you could just let me know. And I appreciate your time talking about it here on WICC. Thank you so much. We will also keep you, the listener, in the know about this as we get closer to the special session next week.